Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yardley.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Also, what's my title? I'm the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. And boy, talk about a flashback walking down memory lane. My evil twin, who has been on this show many times over the years, but not in some years, is the producer of a TV program in Lansing, Michigan. His name is John Mangopoulos. I have in my hands five DVDs of programs that I went to Lansing, Michigan, and was a guest on John Mangopoulos' TV show. He has a weekly show there in Lansing for, it's got to be 15 years at least. And his program is called Battle of Ideas. Now, these five shows we have on DVD, when people subscribe to our topical DVDs, or they call up and order a DVD on the resurrection or whatever topic we have, pro-life strategy. Some people who remember John Mangopoulos, they ask, could I get any copies of those old shows? And yeah, I've got five right here, and I'll give you the titles. One is Origins and Validity of the Bible. So that was a one-hour show with Bob Enyart and John Mangopoulos. Another is Public Schools and Worldviews. And I tell you, when that ran in Michigan, there were people who obviously promote public schools, send their kids to public schools, who were enraged, but we just went through the argument and the evidence against public schools. John Mangopoulos, do you remember that show? We did Public Schools and Worldviews.
I do remember that. The last time you were in Lansing here, we did five programs, and that was one of them.
We did another show on sexual morality. I got the DVDs right here in my hand, John, the Masters.
Feminism, Does God Exist?
Yeah, Failures of Feminism and Democracy Debunked. These were powerful shows. My audience, they should remember that they can get these. We offer these DVDs to our monthly subscribers, or if people just call up 800-8-ENYART, we're happy to make them available. So, hey, John, guess what? The Bob Enyart Live TV show is coming back on air in Denver on Channel 53. That's where we started on television way, you know, almost 18 years ago.
That's very exciting. You know, the last time we spoke, maybe it's been a couple of years, but if you recall, I was saying you need to get back on television.
I love it when you're on television. I do remember you saying that. And this will be Friday and Saturday nights. You know, we did a late night show, a midnight show. But it's funny, our ratings, our Nielsen ratings, we would beat network affiliates in various markets on a Christian station, and we would slaughter, you know, the prime time, whether it was Pat Robertson, 700 Club, whatever was in prime time, we would beat them at midnight to 1 a.m.
I remember those days. I found you on satellite. Back in the day, I was publishing the Unreported News, if you recall.
Yeah, what a great newspaper, yeah.
I didn't make it because I couldn't last long enough for Obama's bailout to save me.
Right.
And so I had to pursue other means for economic gain. But that's how I discovered you, and I learned so much from you,
John,
watching your program.
We've just been transferring the old Bob Enyart Live TV classics from, you know, studio beta tapes to DVD masters. And you were on one of the shows and you said something so funny. This goes back to the early 90s. You were running for office in Michigan and you had pointed out that your opponent was so angry at the TV ads that you made and ran against him that he wanted, he said there should be a 72-hour advance notice of any TV ad that you were going to run. And you pointed out he's against waiting periods for killing a baby, but he wants a waiting period for a political ad.
That's exactly right. That was Congressman Bob Carr. He had been a congressman for 20 years from Michigan. And I ran in the Republican primary in 92. And instead of airing ads about the other Republican candidates in the primary, I went after Bob Carr, the Democrat incumbent.
You're so funny.
Which is kind of shocking to him. He literally held a a press conference. He delayed a trip to Washington. He stayed in Lansing for three extra days. Apparently, that was the waiting period.
Yeah, right.
And he held a press conference saying that something had to be done about this zealot. That was me, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yes, I know it. And he was very upset that I was exposing his very radical pro-abortion agenda at the time. And he wanted it. He said that basically we need to do something about this. We can't let people run ads on television without a three-day waiting period. You know, we need to check their ads for accuracy.
Yeah, right. And, of course, it's wrong even to have a law that says wait 24 hours and then you could kill the baby, because every law that would acknowledge or confer a right to kill an innocent person is immoral. But, John, that is so funny how you pointed that out against this guy. He's against waiting periods for killing kids, but he wants them for political ads.
Yes, and you know how things have gone downhill since then. That was 92 again, and as bad as it was then, the handwriting was on the wall. I actually confronted him on other issues, such as homos, adopting children, getting married, these types of things. At that time, even the Democrats were saying, you know, they were against those things. Bob Carr publicly said, of course, he was against homosexuals adopting children.
Back then. Today, you can't get Focus on the Family to say that, I don't think.
Oh, my. Is that true?
That's how far we have come, because equal rights for homosexuals is now a Christian mantra.
That's exactly right.
From our Christian leaders, equal rights. They forget that homosexuality was a crime, and having it a crime, as God had stated, saved tens of millions of people from tortured deaths. But because our Christian leaders have advocated decriminalizing homosexuality and making it an equal rights alternative lifestyle, they just want to regulate it. They say just no marriage, but everything else.
Yeah, exactly. No better than the Republicans, who just want to manage the New Deal and the Great Society, rather than to go back to some semblance of freedom.
Right. Instead of God saying, do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, the conservative movement, whatever that is, they want to regulate sexual immorality, regulate the killing of children and the handicapped, and regulate socialism and stealing.
That's exactly right. And Bob, for what is it now, 18 years it will be in May, it will be 18 years since I started the television show in this area, The Battle of Ideas.
Wow.
And
hey, John, it's 18 years since Bob and Yurt Live went on. And let me think of the month. I think it was, let's see, April, May.
I hope it wasn't May, because then that would confirm the parallel universe.
In the evil twin.
Yeah.
I think it was April or May we went on, 1991. On KLTT, this station we're on right now, that's where we started back 18 years ago. And, John, this is a 50,000-watt AM station. In fact, it is the most powerful Christian radio station in America.
You have done some great things. There's no doubt about it. And as I mentioned, I learned from you. And here's the thing that's happened over these years. On the program, taking phone calls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of callers, Bob, I honestly do not remember in all the years one time a Christian calling my program to express concern over little boys who are being molested by sodomites. Not even once, but I have lost count at the number of times.
Let me guess that Christians call up and complain that you're judging homosexuals.
That's exactly right.
Right. So they don't judge the perversion and destruction of the family and the human being. They don't judge that. They judge the Christian who is honoring God by confronting and rebuking the wicked.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. If John the Baptist were here and he had a talk show, I think he was blessed, John, that he didn't have a talk show. But if he did, the Christians would call in and condemn him for not being godly.
That's exactly right. And the so-called legitimate Christian organizations would distance themselves from that zealot.
Yeah.
That's what would happen, just like what has happened to us by the alleged pro-life movement.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know if I should give it. The general manager here at Bob and Yurt Live, this is what he said last week. He said, you know, I think it's worse than we imagine. I think if Jesus were to come back today, not only would he be condemned by pastors and Christian leaders for being harsh and judgmental and not Christian, not Christ-like, but they might actually put their hand toward crucifying him again, given the opportunity.
Well, he would clearly be guilty of hate crimes. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Hey, John, welcome back to the show. And these battle of ideas, so your TV program still airs?
Still airs. We're going to be on again this evening at 9 o'clock, and I look forward to having you on as a guest.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So, okay, now, we wanted to talk about Nova,
yes,
this public TV program where they attack anyone who would dare believe in a creator, but they focused on intelligent design.
Yes.
And you saw that program and suggested that we talk about it, so let's do so.
Well, okay, I saw an ad that they were, the ad promoted the program as intelligent design on trial. Hmm. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take a look at that because I know what they're going to do. And they lived up to my expectations.
They did.
You know, that's the thing about liberals is they never let you down.
That's right. All right. So what was the program about?
Well, you know, what they were talking about the case in Dover, Massachusetts a few years back.
Well, and John, let me tell you, the judge.
Or was it Pennsylvania, rather?
Dover, Pennsylvania, the federal judge who ruled against intelligent design. If you read his ruling, he had everything he could possibly do to constrain his hatred of anyone who would believe in a creator or want young people to be taught that.
Yeah, and he was a, I think he was a George Bush appointee, by the way.
Even worse than that, he was a W. He was a George W. Bush appointee.
Right.
And so here is George W. Bush, who supposedly the only reason left for voting for a Republican is that we get good judges. And so many of the most wicked rulings about abortion and homosexuality and no God in the pledge and on is from Republican judges who now control the federal judiciary. There's 60% of the federal judiciary are Republican judges, and they are radically pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, anti-Christian.
That's exactly right. And the show spent an awful lot of time, this alleged documentary, spent a lot of time trying to show that intelligent design is actually warmed over creationism.
Yeah. And you know what, John, I don't mind that accusation at all.
Not at all. That's the whole point.
Right.
It's as if, gosh, if creationists are involved, then there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, right. Because if there's intelligent design, then that means there's an intelligent designer.
Right.
And one word you refer to such a being as in the English language is the creator.
Right.
So, but you know what's weird about Ben Stein? His movie Expelled. I love the movie. We held a movie marathon, John, with American Right to Life. Members of American Right to Life attended every showing of Ben Stein's movie on opening weekend, 18 showings. I sat with a group of pro-lifers through 18 showings of Ben Stein's movie, and we had a blast. But let me tell you, it was a little bit schizophrenic.
Yes.
Because the first half, not the first half, but the first 25 minutes, intelligent design is not about God. You don't need God for intelligent design. The rest of the movie showed that if you don't have God, you have intense cruelty and wickedness.
Right.
So it was a bit schizophrenic.
Well, you will run into that kind of thing when Christians are not at the helm.
Hmm.
And so that's why it's so important for us to have solid Christian leadership, such as what you're providing, by the way, in stark contrast to the leadership of the alleged leaders, such as Dobson and others.
And wouldn't it be wonderful for Dr. Dobson to prove us wrong and come out and say, oh, no, no, homosexuality is criminal. It should be criminal. We don't believe homosexuals should have equal rights. But tragically, they've spent almost 20 years now saying the opposite. But
that's
okay,
exactly
so,
right.
So, John, so they said intelligent design is really creationism.
Right.
And I don't really have a dog in that fight.
And
you
it
know?
Ended up, that's right, but it ended up being a 2-hour witch hunt to prove that these are those evil creationists. And here's the thing. It's the same old story, Bob. Whenever a Christian, let's just say, is nominated for a court position, then the liberals will say, well, he's going to be biased. He's going to impose his views on others. Somehow, an atheist never imposes his views on anyone.
Right.
Only Christians impose their views. And I can tell you this, Christians ought to impose their views.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know what else? Let's say there's a terrible crime. Let's say it's an adultery murder crime. And the news report in the lead, they'll say, youth pastor of a local church caught in adultery and murder. Now, if the guy is an atheist, a liberal, a Democrat, a homosexual, a pro-abort, that stuff doesn't get reported.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So if they don't tell you the religious affiliation, you could assume he's some kind of liberal or atheist.
Right.
Yeah, so there's this constant bias against Jesus Christ.
That's exactly right. And the
They don't say, a Mormon knocked over a gas station this morning. You know, a Mormon held up a bank or a Muslim robbed a convenience store. They don't say that.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't want to get off on a rabbit trail, but you there could be other examples of that, that some of them may be funny. But I want to stay to the point of this NOVA program.
Yeah, so it was a witch hunt looking for Christians.
Yes, and so here's what they did on the program in a nutshell. Every Christian who was presented on the program as a proponent of intelligent design or creationism had nothing to say other than the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it.
Right.
Now, look, we, of course, believe in the authority of the Bible, but it's not as if we have no evidence to back up what the Bible says.
Right.
And so then they brought out the real Christians. You see, the real Christians on the program, who, by the way, were shown with their hands up in the air worshiping at an evangelical Christian church, were also public school teachers who were disgusted with those narrow-minded bigots who wanted to impose intelligent design on the children, even though, really, they weren't trying to impose anything. All they wanted was equal time, but that was not good enough. And by the way, Eugenie Scott was on the program. You know who she is.
You remember I debated her 1 hour?
Yeah, they do.
And at the end of the 1 hour debate, we have it. Bob debates an evolutionary scientist. We got it on DVD. At the end of the hour, she said, well, I don't debate.
That's exactly what she said. And
I thought, you just demonstrated that, Eugenie, but you were on PBS Nationwide a week ago on a creation-evolution debate. I just asked her for evidence that eyesight evolved or hearing or echolocation.
It's very difficult to get these people to debate. They prefer to run their documentaries on their tax-supported stations, attacking our faith using our money.
Right.
And yet we're the ones being vilified, and the conspiracy isn't, by the way, that our tax dollars are being used to mock and ridicule our faith. The conspiracy is, gosh, maybe these people are going to have a say, and we can't have that.
Right.
Free speech is for the Christian has to be stopped at all costs.
Right.
But the Christian has to finance their speech.
John, we haven't talked in 2 years. I hope you're sitting down. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Colorado's governor signed Senate Bill 200 this past summer, which makes it a crime to publish material that would tend to discriminate against homosexuals and people cohabitating.
Well, I hope Michigan and Colorado do not have an extradition agreement because I'm guilty.
Well, John, they say you cannot publish books that would, you know, encourage discrimination against homosexuals. You can't publish pamphlets. You can't broadcast I mean, it's startling. It's a liberal censorship bill that criminalizes Christian teaching on sexual morality if they were to enforce it. Of course, they're not going to enforce it for a few years until Christians are more lulled to sleep and it's more entrenched in our law books.
That was signed into law?
That's a law. Senate Bill 200 in Colorado. It is a crime to publish material that would advocate discrimination against homosexuals and people cohabitating.
All right, well, that is a declaration of war.
I mean,
I hardly know what I'm saying when I say that,
yeah,
but it sure sounds like a declaration of war to me.
What it's saying is that Christianity is hereby criminalized. Christian teaching on morality is a crime in the state of Colorado.
Well, then the next logical question that has to be asked, what are we going to do about it? And here, Bob, I could go through a litany of what NOVA did, but the bottom line where I come from is this. I had a rather prominent lawyer visit my house recently, and we talked. And he told a story of how when he went to college, he was the professor in this biology class asked everyone who did not believe in evolution to raise their hand. My friend, the lawyer, was the only one who raised his hand. And he was then mocked and ridiculed.
That's because they believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity, respect for all views. That's why, yeah.
Later he told me, outside of the class, some of the other people in the class came up to them, said that they were Christians, but they were afraid to speak out in the class.
Of course, they're intimidated.
Now, what struck me about all of this is not what happened there. I expect that to happen. But
right. Here's
what strikes me, and this is at the heart of what I want to say today, is that what was really wrong with that story is that he went on for four more years at that school and then went on for three more years at the law school. We are sending our children, not you and I, and not many others who are homeschooling, but even then, when it comes to higher education, there are compromises being made. We are going to these perverts to have our children educated at a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. We are seeking, Christian colleges are seeking their accreditation. This has to stop.
From pagans. Hey, John Mangopoulos, you go all the way back to Augustine, 1,700 years ago, and he said his mother fought that he would have a higher degree in higher education, you know, back in their parlance back then. And he said, but what she didn't understand, she was a devout Christian, she didn't understand every professor I had would mock and condemn God and Christianity, and they did everything they could to get me to reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that is a crisis, of course, in our godless schools, and especially our godless public schools that people should take their kids out of.
That's exactly right. But right. When 80% of all evangelicals are putting their own children in these public schools, you know, four out of five, and then...
And we wonder why the culture is so wicked, because our children, we're handing over our children to people who hate God and encourage them to have sex before marriage,
that's right,
have abortions, experiment with homosexuality.
That's right.
Pornography's okay.
I'm going to lie right now by saying that I don't want to offend anyone.
Okay.
But, you know, when I look at these Christian children that have been placed in the public schools,
yeah,
I do not see any difference in them. There's no difference in them. They behave identically to the other public school children there that are not Christian. In fact, I have seen people who have homeschooled or private Christian school for the first 7-8 years, and then they put them in a public high school, and I kid you not, you can, if you know what to look for, and if you haven't talked to them in a while and you revisit them a year later and it's not a gradual thing, you will notice a drastic change, even in people who had allegedly been grounded.
Oh, yeah, because kids, you know, and they get through their teenage years, and they'll typically rebel to the extent that their environment allows them. That's what they'll do. And rebelling means to have sex, to do drugs, to have an abortion, experiment with bisexuality, indulge in pornography, get drunk. That's what rebellion means. And
right.
Young people destroy their lives, and parents are so foolish to put their kids in an officially godless school system.
That's exactly right. And I have these, you know, these Christians who call the program to bash me, and I know the same over the years they have bashed you, and you're bringing out all the old DVDs from back in the 90s. You have to Photoshop my glasses out of those things. But
hey, I had a mustache back then, John. So we're evil twins.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Let's conclude. We're almost out of time. We got a minute left. But so the Nova program was a witch hunt. They were looking for Christians.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But I just want to say we're not gonna see the end of this, Bob, until we pull out of their institutions and be the salt of the earth and not be trampled on the way we are. And the thing is I get people saying we need a revival, and I say that's exactly right. Here's what a revival would consist of. It would consist of telling the truth about babies that are being murdered. It would consist of pulling out of the public schools and getting out of those wicked places.
And raising our children in a godly way, educating them in godliness.
That's what a revival would look like.
That's what a revival would look like. And God doesn't hold a revival just out of reach to tease us. You know, he doesn't do that. A revival is when God's people obey him, worship him, humble themselves before him.
That's exactly right.
And that's what the body of Christ should be taught from our leaders, rather than compromise on homosexuality, compromise on abortion, compromise on everything in order to get a godless Republican elected, and then we'll save the nation. That's the tragedy of the last 30 years.
That's exactly right, Bob.
John Mangopoulos, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What a thrill. We'll have to have John back on soon. And that's John Mangopoulos with the Battle of Ideas in Lansing, Michigan. On the air for 18 years, just like Bob and Yurt Live. He is an evil twin. A Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, Colorado. And our website is KGOV.com. God bless you.